Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We usually talk to someone besides Chris Dyer. Chris is here usually, but he brings a guest along. Today we kind of want to talk about the arts in Bryan College Station and what's on the horizon as far as funding for that and what the near future looks like. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about what the discussions we've heard have gone all the way to there's not going to be any money for anything anywhere to things won't change. We're probably somewhere in between when it comes to nonprofits, huh?
Yeah, it's an interesting time because, you know, at the federal level and the state level, they're really kind of, they're going to the budget fund right now, trying to hash that out. And what a lot of people don't realize that should that funding dry up, it's significantly going to impact the Brazos Valley. And I can safely say that every nonprofit that we deal with on the arts, culture, and heritage level, there's 65 of them that we work with. All of them in some way have been impacted positively by federal or state dollars and local governmental dollars, frankly.
Well, I guess if you ask people, you know, what are these entities that do provide this funding, okay, they understand PBS and they understand NPR, and I know that because that's in the media business, but what are some of the other organizations that we need to know about that are going to be impacted that touch us in Bryan College Station, the Brazos Valley?
There's three really big ones. In the museum world, it's IMLS, the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences, I think that's what it is, and they're a granting agency, so they work with the libraries and the museums nationally. We also have the National Endowment for the Arts, and we have the National Endowment for the Humanities. So what's interesting about the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities is they're connected to our state level Texas Commission on the Arts. So some of their funding goes there. That funding comes to the Brazos Valley. So I've received grants to the Arts Council where we've administered money to help programs in rural areas of the Brazos Valley. And we're rural folks. You know, there's not a lot of resources that came through NEA.
Well, and we are not a big city, and there are, you know, Houston has a whole lot of rich folks who may be able to come up with money and dig a little deeper if they have to. We have a really finite population. So what kind of challenges does that bring for the arts?
Yeah, it's a very generous community, but we have a ton of nonprofits doing good work here. Arts, culture, heritage, social service, you name it. So our community was at 200,000-ish, and in the Brazos Valley, it's under 500,000. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your donor pool is relatively small. And what happens is when that funding is really crunched, it falls back on the locals to pick up the burden. And it's a big burden to bear. I mean, there's great groups here doing great work, but, you know, it's going to be tough with the resources available. You know, we have, like you said, we have a smaller pool of people to work from, and they're taxed pretty heavily, like our businesses and, you know, like the Arts Council, for example, and also our local governments. You know, they've stepped up and they're trying to fund the arts to the best of their ability, but they're going to have to pick up that burden or not pick it up, and a lot of this quality of life stuff and social service stuff is going to go away.
The thing we're talking with Chris Dyer is the CEO of the Arts Council. One of the other things, though, is that the current administration, the Treasury Secretary, has said, well, we're looking at putting a cap on the amount of money that can be given to charitable organizations, not just the arts, but all charitable organizations. So that ends up kind of being a double whammy.
Yeah, it's really scary because what happens is so that federal funding or state funding or even on the local level, that governmental funding goes away. Well, it falls back on the taxpayer and the people that are, you know, supporting these charities locally. Well, we're taking that away. We're throwing more burden on our local donors, but we're taking away incentive for them to give to nonprofits. They're taking away that tax incentive. So it's, you know, it is a big deal. And you know, I would think that, you know, regardless of where you fall on governmental support for the arts or social services, it's a no-brainer to go for this tax incentive for donors, regardless of where your political affiliations lie, because it's just, you know, it's good for the individual.
Overarching all of this is the fact that the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley is trying to move. You're trying to move at this time, and that was going to be a need for additional regional funding. And so with this challenge, where are you as far as a move is concerned?
Right. It does impact us. We look at it, by no means do we expect governmental dollars to fund what we do, but we're an advocacy group. So we promote public and private funding for the arts. So that will impact us. I mean, we're not going to tax the community more. We're going to look at what can the market bear, and it'll change our time frame or whatever. Our concern is really, we got to do what's best for the community and the groups that we serve. So we're looking at this very closely, and we want to make sure that what we do doesn't stress the community even more or have our groups suffer. So it's a fine line that we've got to balance, but we're keeping a close eye on it. We just urge people to, if you support the arts and a lot of the things that are going on socially here, let your representatives know. And they're very attentive. They listen when Brazos Valley talks.
Sure. All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.